Welcome back. It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Emily Woodbury in for Ben Kiefer. Former Iowa Lieutenant Governor Joy Corning died over the weekend at the age of 84. Corning was the first woman to run for the Republican nomination for governor in Iowa, and she had a long and active political career in the state. She served as Lieutenant Governor under former Governor Terry Branstad from 1991 to 1998. And now joining me to remember Corning, former Lieutenant Governor Sally Peterson. Welcome to the show, Sally.
Thank you. Happy to be with you, Emily.
Well, thanks for joining us. And you became Lieutenant Governor after Corning. Did she help you transition into that role?
She absolutely did. She was so gracious and was very helpful to me, was quite willing to meet with me and talk about her role as Lieutenant Governor and even advocate for things she wanted to see me continue as I took over that office.
Can you take us back to the 1990s? What were some of Corning's most memorable political accomplishments?
Well, I think Lieutenant Governor Corning is probably, her greatest legacy was her strong commitment to justice and equality for everyone, really. And those values infused everything she did. So one of the things I think she was best known for was the diversity conference that she created. It was a statewide conference to promote inclusion and equality for women, children, people with disabilities, and gay and lesbians. And I think that, this was something that she cared deeply about, and she really, continued that work after she left office. She agreed to serve as the honorary chair of One Iowa, and if you'll remember that, a nonprofit organization that was working on behalf of marriage equality at the time. She also has had a scholarship named for her, the Matthew Shepard Scholarship, which is given annually to an LGBT student in Iowa. So these were things that were important to her and of interest to her. She was very much about promoting inclusion and equality and respect for one another.
And I noticed that former Lieutenant Governor Corning, she wrote her own obituary, and she didn't include her political career in her obituary. What do you think that says about her?
Well, I think that Joy knew that her legacy would speak for itself. She didn't need to list her accomplishments. I'll share an example. After she left office in 1998, she became aware of the need for a chapel at the Women's Correctional Facility in Mitchellville. So she led a successful campaign to raise the money to build the chapel. And this was sort of a quiet thing under the radar. It wasn't easy. It was a real challenge to raise that money. But she took it on. And, I think that just sort of speaks to the kind of person that she was. She wasn't looking for, she wasn't promoting herself, and she wasn't looking for praise. She just wanted to accomplish things for others.
And you, as a Democrat, you worked with Corning, a Republican, together during the 2010 judicial retention elections. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Lieutenant Governor Corning and I were co-chairs of Justice Not Politics, and that was a bipartisan effort to support fair and impartial courts. We wanted to keep politics out of our courts and keep our judicial system fair and impartial. So we chaired these efforts in 2010. Unfortunately, we were not successful in that retention vote. But we were successful in 2012, and I think it was because we were able to get more voters to understand the importance of protecting our court system from attacks that were intended to politicize them. And at the time, in 2012, it was really getting to be a national issue that courts were under attack and being politicized throughout the country. So Bill Moyers invited us to be on his PBS series, Moyers and Company. And Joy and I traveled to New York where we were interviewed by Bill Moyers. And, you know, that was a thrill for both of us, and it was a lot of fun to travel together.
Mm-hmm. And how did you come together to work on this? Because I have to say, nowadays it seems a little unique that a Republican and a Democrat would work together on anything. It seems a little bit out of the norm nowadays. How did you come together?
I think Joy was always interested in the common good and always interested and willing to work across party lines. We've known each other, and I think because we had such a, well, we attend the same church, and we have known each other for years. And even though I was a Democrat, when she ran for nomination in the primary, I was supportive of her as a Republican moderate. And we had a personal relationship that transcended politics, but I think that she had a lot of personal relationships that transcended politics. That was something special about Joy. So we had worked together for the Interfaith Alliance. We had worked together and shared values on supporting Planned Parenthood. And so it was kind of a natural that when issues arose that were that needed bipartisan voice, we were willing to be, you know, sort of the visible representation of that.
So I noticed, Sally, when you spoke with the Des Moines Register, you mentioned that Joy refused to let labels define her. And I thought it was interesting that among the four organizations she listed for memorial donations to remember her by was Planned Parenthood of the Heartland. What does that say about Joy Corning?
Well, she's been a longtime supporter of Planned Parenthood. And, you know, at one time there were, you know, many Republican moderates who were supportive of Planned Parenthood. And I think, you know, that has really changed over the years. So I think at one time she, you know, was not the rare Republican. Unfortunately, it's very difficult for a Republican to be elected holding a pro-choice view today. But certainly, I think there are many Republicans who do support Planned Parenthood. They just can't get elected to public office. So, you know, I think it was really appreciated that she was a spokesperson and a visible representation of Republicans who do support Planned Parenthood.
Former Lieutenant Governor Joy Corning, she died before she could see Kim Reynolds take the office of governor this week. What do you think that would have meant to her?
Well, as you know, Lieutenant Governor Corning was very active in the organization 50-50 by 2020, and that, too, is a bipartisan statewide effort to elect more women to public office. So, though I'm sure she'd be pleased to see that there's progress on this front, she wouldn't be satisfied until they reach their goal. And, you know, that means that by 2020, the goal is to have 50% of all office holders be women. I think she's always happy to see us make progress, but Joy's never satisfied until you reach the goal.
Former Lieutenant Governor Sally Peterson, thank you for talking with me to help us remember former Lieutenant Governor Joy Corning, who died last weekend at the age of 84. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. She was a dear friend, and she will be missed. No one really can fill her shoes.